Welcome to Night Sky Tourist, a place to learn the night sky, have fun with its ancient stories, meet astronomers and dark sky advocates, and fall in love with the dark. I'm Vicki Dirksen, your host and author of the website and blog, nightskytourist.com. If you've never visited the website, I invite you to stop by after the podcast. Check out some of the great blog articles, browse through the resource page, and sign up for the newsletters. The newsletters have great content that is exclusive for subscribers. Are you ready for an adventure under the night sky? Let's jump right in. Oh my God, Night Sky Tourist is celebrating another anniversary. 4 years ago, the Night Sky Tourist website went live and a dream was born. Everything in my life was converging on the night sky, and it was the most natural thing in the world for me to start something that allowed me to bring more people along for the ride in a new way. When I was a few weeks away from my first anniversary with the website and blog, I started thinking about what else I could do, and this idea for a podcast popped into my head. I was really hesitant to entertain the idea, though, because I had no technical skills for podcasting, and I had nobody I could ask to just freely give their time to do it for me. But that idea just wouldn't leave me alone. So I jumped in. I put myself on the hook by announcing to the whole world that I was starting a podcast. And that left me nowhere to go but to just figure it out. The first episode was published with some tears of frustration and more than a few choice words. But my husband stepped in and he helped me download the software that I needed to give the illusion that I was a professional. And that was 3 years ago. And since then, I've released a new episode every 2 weeks, totaling 78 episodes now. I've had the tremendous pleasure of hosting 66 different guests who have shared with us from all over the world. One of the most beautiful things to come out of it for me personally is that some of those online acquaintances have turned into beautiful friendships. One of them, Amy Bouchatz, the host of Humans Outside, who joined me for episode 29, visited me when she was on a trip to Arizona. And another, Marcia Diane Arnold from episodes 2 and 54, is a prolific children's book author. She has invited me to collaborate with her on a future project, and I couldn't be happier about this special invitation. I've also had the pleasure of hosting a few guests for their very first appearance on a podcast. But I've also hosted some others who were quite well seasoned, and I really didn't expect to hear them say yes when I invited them. And one of those was Dr. Anthony Aveni from episode 9. I had reached out to him through his website contact form, and he responded within 24 hours, and he gave me a very eager yes without hesitation. And I guess he just didn't know that I was only 9 episodes in at that time. But then 2 days before our scheduled interview, I was listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson's podcast called Star Talk Radio. And who was his guest? Dr. Anthony Aveni, who happened to be a return guest of Neil's. So I freaked out a little and I felt a lot of pressure to be a good interviewer because I was his next interview after Neil deGrasse Tyson. I had to just shake it off and pretend that I'd had many conversations with Dr. Aveni, and I think it went pretty well. Rick Alling, who is my guest in episode 44, works at Arizona State University, and he hosts an annual live stream broadcast for NASA for International Observe the Moon Night. So last month, Rick invited me to patch in for this year's live broadcast, and that gave me my first chance to appear on NASA's website. Now, I'm a writer and a public speaker at heart, and I've wanted to write a book since I was a kid, but I've never had a topic that I felt confident writing about. In early 2022, this idea for writing a book about night sky experiences on Highway 89 was born. And at that point, I had driven most of Highway 89 many, many times. But I woke up one morning thinking about all these amazing night sky related experiences that a person could have on that route. And then the ideas for this book just started tumbling out one after another, and I could barely write fast enough to take the notes of all my ideas. I was so excited about this book that I started talking about it to people right away. And the positive feedback was way greater than I had expected. But then, of course, self-doubt sets in, and I wondered, would anyone be interested in this book? I mean, will anyone truly care about this book? Then my confidence for writing the book grew smaller and smaller until I was just about to set the idea aside. And then my friend Debbie Novotny, who's a children's book author, told me about a writers in residence program at a nearby library. So I signed up for it, and I was paired with Osha Gray Davidson as a 6-week writing mentor. I didn't know who Osha was, so I had to look him up online. And I found out he'd published multiple books, and one of them was turned into a major motion picture, The Best of Enemies. When I met Osha for the first session, I only came with the idea for the book in my mind. All I wanted to know was if he thought if the book was worth writing. And if not, I just wasn't going to waste his time. But at the end of our session, he says to me, "I think you need to write this book." And by our last session, he said, "My wife and I can't wait until your book is published so we can buy it." So a few months later, I took a solo road trip from Phoenix, Arizona to the border of Canada and back, and I researched Highway 89 through the eyes of a stargazing road tripper. Writing this book has been harder than I expected, but it's an absolute thrill ride. I can't wait for the day that it's published so that all of you can buy it and discover the adventure of a lifetime too. I love how so many people ask me about my book with genuine interest. It keeps me motivated to keep going when I feel like I'm frustrated or I'm stuck. I'm going to be back in just a minute to share 2 new things for Night Sky Tourist.
My name is Michael Reimer, and I am a program associate with Dark Sky International. And one of the things I love most about the Night Sky Tourist podcast is all the wonderful stories and experiences that people have with dark skies. Every guest on Night Sky Tourist does such incredible work and are truly stellar dark sky advocates. Happy anniversary, Vicky. Happy anniversary, Night Sky Tourist.
I'm so excited to share with you 2 new things for Night Sky Tourists this year. Last month, I officially launched my stargazing business, and I've been doing this less formally through Airbnb experiences and a few other places for about 2 or 3 years now. But I decided to make it official. Night Sky Tourist is now an LLC. And so the first order of business after getting all the legal, banking, and insurance stuff squared away was to bring the Star Dudes under Night Sky Tourist. Now, if you haven't heard me talk about the Star Dudes before, let me explain. There are 5 of us. Yes, I'm a Star Dude. Dudette is a really dumb word, so you can just call me a Star Dude. And so the 5 of us are amateur astronomers who've offered professional stargazing experiences for about 3 years now. At first, our primary client was Adaro Scottsdale Resort, and they hired us to set up a telescope outside their restaurant every Friday evening. They encouraged their guests to go outside and enjoy the night sky. And then over time, they started recommending us to their clients who came in for conferences and corporate workshops. So the demand for the Star Dudes shot through the roof, and managing all of it and scheduling the Star Dudes was becoming really complex. We needed to evolve into a legitimate business. So the Star Dudes are now part of Night Sky Tourist's stargazing business. We also offer private stargazing experiences in the Fountain Hills, Arizona area for private parties, corporate events, weddings, and other events. We bring the star party to you. You can find more information at nightskytourist.com under the experiences tab. I also can't wait to launch some really fun themed stargazing experiences in 2024. I'm working on securing a location where I can offer fun events, things like s'mores and star stories, full moon walks, equinox and solstice events, and a whole heck of a lot more. So stay tuned for more information about those really fun events at the first of the year. I also love to give back to my community, and I think that's so important. And I do this in a number of really exciting ways. I've been on the board of the Fountain Hills Dark Sky Association for about 7 years now, and I currently serve as the president. And I've also worked with our outstanding team to host several annual dark sky festivals, which are a really big attraction in our community. I also serve on the board of the International Dark Sky Discovery Center, and we've been working for years to develop and raise funds for a 22,000 square foot facility here in Fountain Hills. And it's going to hold a research grade observatory, a planetarium, a theater, and an immersive hands-on exhibit hall to introduce people to the night sky and the importance of preserving dark skies. And most of my time over the last 2 years of this project has been working on that exhibit hall. I still can't believe that I'm involved in such an enormous and important project. We've raised 75% of our funding, and we're really optimistic about being able to put a shovel in the ground by spring of next year. Please check out the show notes for a link to visit the website, because I would love for you to see what we're doing. And one of my favorite activities that I do to give back is through a partnership with the Sonoran Conservancy of Fountain Hills. The Conservancy builds and maintains the hiking trails in the McDowell Mountain Preserve. And a couple of years ago, we did this test run of a couple of stargazing hikes during the first quarter moon. They turned out to be so popular that we now offer them every month from October through April. They're free, but reservations are required. And these fill up so fast that there's always a waiting list. So make sure that you check out the link in the show notes for my events page where you can get all the details. So the second new thing for Night Sky Tourist has to do with this podcast. Beginning next week, the week of Thanksgiving, Night Sky Tourist will be a weekly podcast. No more waiting for 2 weeks for another episode to drop. And you can look forward to another episode every Tuesday. In just a minute, I want to share some secrets to Night Sky Tourist's success.
This is Teresa Hofer. Ron Dibbig and I, as co-owners of Badlands Observatory, want to wish Vicki a hearty congratulations on the anniversary of the Night Sky Tourist podcast. One of the things we love most about the podcast is the diversity of the content and the fabulous knowledge shared from an international perspective. Night Sky Tourist is a great resource for anyone interested in pursuing the beauty, history, and preservation of life after dark. Thank you again, Vicki.
When I first started this podcast, the statistics were really grim. Only 20% of podcasters ever made it to the end of their first year. Today, the stats are saying that the average lifespan of a podcast is 174 days. I give so much of the credit for the success of this podcast to my guests. They're enthusiastic to share about their topic, and they truly love the night sky. And whether they're representing a national park, sharing tips about astrophotography, or talking about the impact of light pollution on fireflies, bats, and birds, each guest has made us all a little smarter, a little more curious, and a little more hungry for adventures under the stars. And I also credit all of you who listen to this podcast episode after episode and share it with your friends and family. Some of you have written such sweet messages to me, and those messages mean the world to me because they let me know that what I share, whether it's on my blog or the podcast or the newsletters, that they're meaningful to you, that they inspire you, and that they make you feel just a little bit happier. And knowing that you feel that way about this podcast makes my heart so full. It makes me want to continue finding more fascinating guests, explore more beautiful locations, and help you find new ways to enjoy the night sky. When it comes to podcasts that have survived the first few years of their existence, this one is still relatively small. If I had turned the subject on its head and focused on astrology and nature worship, I would have tens of thousands of listeners each episode. But I've stayed true to what I know and how I want to inspire others. And so that growth has been so steady, even when it hasn't been thousands of people at a time. When it comes to my technical abilities for producing a podcast, I've proven the cliched advice that faking it until you make it really does work when you work. I feel like in some way I've pulled the wool over all of your eyes by bluffing my way through the technical part of this podcast. It's not perfect by any means, but you have all given me so much love about it that it's boosted my confidence and it makes me feel like I'm doing all right. And I appreciate that about all of you. I'll be back in just a minute to wrap up this celebratory episode.
My name is Mark Dirksen, and if that sounds familiar, you're right. It's because I am married to Vicki Dirksen, and I want to wish her the most special and happy and joyful anniversaries. If any of you are podcasters, you know that most of us are doing this out of a labor of love, and Vicki's no exception. Her tremendous amount of talent is being poured in to everything that she does with great passion and love. And I'm sure those of you who have been listening to her, even for just a few episodes, can hear that and see that in everything that she provides, both on her website, her blog, and of course, the podcast. Happy anniversary, Vicki. I am very proud of you.
I want to say a really big thank you to those who shared your messages of love with me and all of these listeners on this special anniversary episode. If you're listening to this podcast on Spotify, I have a poll for you. I'd like to know what topics you enjoy listening to the most, but that doesn't mean that you can't like the other parts of the podcast, but I'd like to know which one means the most to everyone. It'll take just a few seconds to make your choice, so check it out on the Spotify platform. Night Sky Tourist has turned into this extraordinary journey, and I feel so lucky that the universe picked me to do this. Everything I do feels special. No one ever walks away from a stargazing experience angry. I get to interview unbelievably cool people all the time. I get to explore places so I can write a book. And writing a book has been a lifelong dream. I just can't think of doing anything else at this stage of my life that would be more lucky than this. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the moon and back again for getting in the car and taking this ride with me. This is the best trip ever. I'll see you back here next week. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Night Sky Tourist Podcast. If you enjoy the Night Sky Tourist Podcast, please show your support by subscribing to it and giving us 5 stars. Your ratings are really important to me, and they help more people discover the podcast. Be sure to visit nightskytourist.com for great articles and resources. And while you're there, sign up for the newsletter for exclusive content. Until next time, keep looking up.